Over the last few weeks, I've had this recurring feeling that time is moving by incredibly fast. It'll be Sunday, and then I blink and suddenly it's Thursday. And I blink again, and it's Shabbos. Again and again and again, I wonder, where is all of the time going? Apparently many others have been experiencing this over the extent of the pandemic. Mark Whitman, an author and research fellow at the Institute for Frontier Areas of Psychology and Mental Health in Freiburg, Germany, noted that this is because our worlds shrink to the bare minimum. Staying at home for the vast majority of the day, with trips outside only for exercise or a visit to the grocery store. For the most part, we're not taking part in the particularly memorable activities, like getting drinks with a friend, going to a sporting event, or traveling. Now, there are fewer signals differentiating a Sunday from a Monday. In Parshas Bo, Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron what they should tell the people to do in advance of the last plague. Take a lamb, make the Karban Pesach, and put blood on the doorposts. He tells how he will strike the firstborn Egyptians, and the Jews will be saved. And in the future, the Jews will celebrate and remember this holiday by celebrating for 7 days. Ushmartem es hamatzos, ki be'etzem hayom hazeh hotzeitzi es tivoseichem me'eretz Mitzrayim, ushmartem es hayom hazeh l'doroseichem chukas olam. You should observe this feast of matzos, for on this very day I brought you out of the land of Egypt. You should observe this day throughout the ages as an institution for all time. Rashi quotes the Mechilta to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yoshi Omer, Alti kore es hamatzos, ela es hamitzvos. Keder she'en machmitzin es hamatza, kach ein machmitzin es hamitzva. Ela im ba'a liadcha, ase osa miyad. Don't read it as guarding the matzos, but rather guarding the mitzvos. Just like we must not let the matzah become chametz, not let too much time pass, so too we should do mitzvos right away. The first question is, why is this concept of mitzvah habal liyadcha al tachmitzena, of doing a mitzvah right away, taught specifically in the context of matzah and yitzias Mitzrayim? Last week in Parshas Va'era, we saw the bulk of the plagues. At the conclusion of the second plague of Tzfardeya, of frogs, Paro comes to Moshe and pleads to remove this terrible plague. Moshe asks when Paro would like that done, to which Paro replies, Limachar, remove them tomorrow. Tomorrow? I would have expected Paro to say, ASAP, or I wanted this done yesterday. So the second question is, what's with this tomorrow, the machar? If they were suffering, why wouldn't Paro ask for its immediate, for the plague's immediate removal? In Shvilei Pinchas, Rabbi Pinchas Friedman explains that Mitzrayim is referred to by the Zohar as chamor, a donkey, based on the pasuk in Yechezkel talking about Mitzrayim, asher basar chamorim b'saram. But why are they compared to a chamor? He goes on to explain that the donkey represents the Yetzer Hara of laziness, that voice inside your head that says, I'll do it tomorrow. It's this aspect of the Yetzer Hara that Avram overcomes before Akeis Yitzchak. Vayashkem Avram baboger, vayachavosh es chamoro. And Avram got up early and saddled his donkey. Not only does it show his alacrity for doing the mitzvah by getting up early and saddling his own donkey, but in saddling the donkey, it's also representative of overcoming his Yetzer Hara to delay going to sacrifice his son Yitzchak, which he would have been totally normal or understandable if he had done. Based on this, Rabbi Daniel Stein, a Rosh Hashiva at YU, pointed out that if you turn around the letters of Chamor, Ches Mem Resh, then you get the word Machar, tomorrow. That's the attitude of Mitzrayim, of Paro. Let's wait until tomorrow. This now explains why Paro perplexingly responds to remove the plague tomorrow. even though his people are suffering. He said, eh, no big deal. We can wait until tomorrow. Because he and the Egyptian way of life was hardwired as one of machar, of procrastinating. This also explains why the concept of mitzvah abal yadcha atach mitzena, of doing a mitzvah right away, is taught specifically in the context of matzah and yetzias Mitzrayim. It was precisely in contrast to, and to break away from, this Egyptian attitude of doing things tomorrow that the Jews went out of Mitzrayim. They went out b'chipazon. They went out quickly. They didn't wait and let their matzah rise and become chametz. They seized the moment. We also find this in Hashem's command to all future generations to recount the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night in the Haggadah. V'igadta levincha b'yom hahu le'mor, b'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mi'mitzrayim. Literally, this means, and you should tell your children on that day, meaning on Pesach, saying, it's because of what Hashem did for me when I went out of Mitzrayim. That's why we're celebrating Pesach. However, the Imre Chaim, Rabbi Chaim Meir Hager, reads this homiletically as, and you should tell your children, by Yom Hahu, by living in the moment and not worrying about what happened in the past, nor what will be in the future, that attitude of Bayom Hahu is why Hashem redeemed me and took me out of Mitzrayim. This is the message that we're passing on to our children, to the next generation at the Seder night. To live in and seize the moment. Next Wednesday night is Tu B'Shvat, the Rosh Hashanah for the trees. In the first Mishnah of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, there's a disagreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel exactly when this Rosh Hashanah for the trees should occur. Beis Shammai holds it's on the first of Shvat, while Beis Hillel says it's on the 15th of Shvat. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, tells us the reason for Beis Shammai is because the majority of the rain for the year is typically already finished by Rosh Chodesh Shvat. But the Gemara doesn't explain Beis Hillel's opinion. The Meiri suggests that the 15th of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for trees. You know why? Because that's when the fruit actually comes out. As the kids sing in the Gan, Hashkedi Yaporachat. So what exactly is at the core of their machlokes? Almost 10 years ago, I remember my Rebbe Rav Mordechai Willig giving a shiur here in Yad Binyamin. At that shiur, Rav Willig shared the following answer based on a different idea by Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin. When the majority of the rain has passed and there's potential for the fruit to start coming out, Beis Shammai holds that we can now celebrate the Rosh Hashanah for the trees. It's all about the potential, about what will be in the future. However, Beis Hillel is only concerned about when the fruit actually starts blossoming. It's all about the present moment, the here and the now, the today, not the machar, not the tomorrow. And as the name suggests, Tu B'Shvat, the 15th of Shvat, we follow Beis Hillel, we want to live in the moment. Let me conclude with a story based on a question posed around 500 years ago to Rabbi David ben Zimra, the Radvaz, one of the leading rabbis at the time. He was asked about a Jew who was jailed by the local authority and wasn't able to leave to daven or fulfill other mitzvos. He pleaded with the governor for permission to go out of jail, but wasn't given a reprieve other than 1 day a year. 1 day a year he would be allowed to go out to daven and do mitzvos, whichever 1 day of the year the prisoner decided. This was the question asked of the Radvaz. Which day should the prisoner choose to go out? Perhaps Yom Kippur, the holiest and most kadosh day of the year, one that's spent almost entirely in communal prayer and forgiveness. Or maybe Purim, a day of mitzvos and Megillah reading in Shul, which is enhanced when done Barov Am Hadras Melech. You know what the Radvaz answered? Which day to pick? as soon as you can. The first day that you can get out and go, that's the day to go. It doesn't matter if it's not Yom Kippur, not Purim, not even Shabbos. A regular Stam weekday. Go out. Because you should seize and live in the moment. Not machar. Not tomorrow. Now. Today. How can we slow down time so that the days and the weeks stop going by so fast? By not wallowing in the past, wishing that we could be back pre-COVID, and also not always living in the future, imagining what will be post-COVID. Rather, we should live in the here and now, carpe diem, and live in the moment. Create moments. Yes, at times it might be difficult and stressful, all home together 24/7, or at least more than usual. But that being home all together is an opportunity to have dinner together more as a family. Perhaps it's a chance to be available to help more with homework. We need to create moments and live in those moments. We need to rein in that little voice inside our head, that Egyptian Yetzer Hara that says, you can spend more time with the family tomorrow. You can work on that big house project you've always wanted to do tomorrow. Instead, live in the moment, and hopefully we'll begin to see the fruits of our labor begin to blossom today. Shabbat Shalom.